I was surprised that someone suggested it because I thought people don't know the song because it's fairly new. But then I Googled it a little bit and I figured out people also outside of Israel knows the song. So with no further further introduction, make sure, please, you are muted. And let's see, people are muted. That's great. And we'll listen again to the song at the end of the session. So don't worry if you miss it and you want to listen to that again. Here we are with, wait a second, let me open this as usual. One second. Where is that? Here it is. Let's open it. You ready? Let's do that here. No, because they didn't work last time from there. Yeah, some technical problem. Okay, here we go. So, here we are. We'll see you after the song. Welcome back. All right. You want to ask who knows the song or the singers or who recognized? Oh, this is Uri Zohar.
Ooh.
Very much alike, but it's not Uri Zohar. We already brought Uri Zohar here. Yes, Elise?
I have seen that video.
You have seen that video. Anyone else?
When? How?
Maybe the Shin Shanim at my shul. Like, they have a song of the week also.
Oh! We didn't know that!
might be that.
Copyright, please. Copyrights.
No, I mean, like they put out a newsletter, and then there's something that you can, you know, you put your phone over it on the photo, and then it comes up.
Oh, like a QR code. What tool can I ask?
A QR code. So it's not a whole program song of the week. It's just
In which tool?
Beth David.
Beth David. Oh, very nice. Okay, good to know. We're not the only one. We want as many people as possible. So the song is called Bein Kodesh Lechol. We'll share the lyrics in a moment. Bein Kodesh Lechol, which basically means, right, between the holiness and the mundane or the profane. Those two guys that we saw here, they have very special stories. We don't have time, unfortunately, to focus on both of them. We'll focus on one of them and about his very special.
We'll share a little bit on another one.
We'll share a little bit on that one. Anyone knows any of the singers? Okay, I bet you know at least one of them. All right, I bet you know at least one of them. At least if you follow some Israeli movies, in a sense. All right, we'll see. Let's. Sorry.
Opa. The older guy?
The older guy. No, but that wasn't his name. All right, so let's see. Let's.
His singer is supposed to be the same person?
No, it's not the same. It's not the same person. No, no, no. It's not the same person, but it's an interesting interpretation, actually. It's an interesting interpretation. All right.
Do it.
There
you go. Okay. Okay, so Ben Kodesh Lechol. So lyrics by Shachar Adar and composed by Amir Dadon. Okay, Amir Dadon is the one that was with the black shirt.
The younger one.
The younger one. I don't know if he's
younger. He's younger. He's younger.
Okay.
We'll see their age. I put their age here.
Okay. So this is a beautiful song that combines Kodesh and Chol. I think that we can focus a little bit in the lyrics. It's beautiful because both of them sing the same bite.
The same verse.
But in a different way. I don't know. I feel that each one of them sing that in a different position. And
one of them is Chol, one of them is Kodesh, right?
Yes,
in a sense.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe two of them is Chol, maybe two of them is Kodesh. They don't want to give an answer. But from the outside, we can understand that one of them is more Kodesh and one of them is more Chol. Actually, they are good friends, so it's okay.
So yeah, so let's see them. All right, so this is Amir Dadon over here on your left. He's younger. He was born in 1975. Amir Dadon he's not religious. He's not observant.
In the last 4 years, he said that he is Mesorati, traditional.
It's more traditional, but he doesn't wear like a kippah or something.
No.
I don't think he's a Shabbos.
No,
I don't think he's a Shomer Shabbos. Yeah.
He says that he's Shomer Shabbat, but we don't know
is. Okay. So
in
he wasn't all the Yeah, in the last 4 years. I mean, I know Amir Dadon here on the left. He was one of the most secular song singers also, and actors.
Yeah,
I had some really things that he put on stage that a person that is observant could never go and watch. And on the right here, this is Shuli, which means Shalom Rand. Anyone heard of Shuli Rand before? An actor. Before he was a singer, he was an actor. Shuli Rand, very, very famous actor in Israel. We'll focus on him more today and about the story of him. He was born in 1962. This is Shuli Rand now, but this is Shuli Rand before 1998. All right, over here.
I feel like as usual, we give
as
it
usual,
to
there's a lot of people that are.
Before, he was without
like.
A kippah.
But in other places, I don't think you can recognize him, right? But I think here, he's actually recognizable. So this is Shuli Rand in 1990. Now, actually, I would say that Shuli Rand did not become religious. He was born religious, but he was born what we call Dati Leumi, which is religious Zionist. At the time of the army, he decided he's not religious anymore. He stopped to be Shomer Shabbat. And then years later, he became an actor and a singer, and he performed. He wasn't so successful. He performed here and there in different movies and in different TV shows and different songs. But then in 1998, he decided he's going back and becoming religious. But he became Breslov, and is a chassid, a Breslover chassid now. And he's very close to a Breslover rabbi and so on. And it really changed the way he is, he's looking at his life. And it also was like a new start for him in the show business and in the mainstream.
And then in the music
industry.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about what happened after he became observant.
Okay, so maybe that's why Dan says that maybe you know him from Ushpizin.
Anyone knows or watched this movie, Ushpizin 2004?
Okay.
Yes, I did. It's Debbie.
Oh, Debbie.
I think that's his real wife.
Oh, okay. Very good.
We will talk about that.
It is his real wife over
Ruhama
here.
And Elisa too.
Yeah, Ruhama said and Elisa. Okay, that's why.
Highly recommend this picture.
Highly recommend. Highly recommend. I think we can also join in this recommendation. Ushpizin, 2004. It's a film by Gidi Dar and starring Shuli Rand and his wife. Michal Rand. A little bit like short about what the movie is talking about because it was really good.
Ushpizin. So Ushpizin, Sukkot, is talking about a couple that living at the beginning of their life.
In Yerushalayim.
In Yerushalayim. And Shuli, the father, the man is not a father, they don't have a kid, decided to get a really expensive etrog. And there is a whole story about that, and there is a some guests that coming to their sukkah and
they don't really have money for everything together. Yes. Yeah, and then he wants to buy the etrog. He bought an etrog; it was very expensive.
There's other people that came for the chag, so it was.
It's a wonderful movie. It's a wonderful movie.
Yeah,
it's a wonderful movie to watch.
I think that it's wonderful and it show a lot about Hasidut. Okay, he's doing some stuff of Hasidut, and a young couple in Jerusalem that maybe some of the details there is true.
Yeah, so we will.
Can I add
a bitachon? Bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Thank you, Deb.
Exactly. Yeah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God will help eventually. It's a wonderful movie. Go and watch it. For sure. You'll find it online. Also some scenes on YouTube. We'll watch a scene in a moment because it leads us to what we want to say. I just want to say why we bring this movie here is because unlike other film stars, like Leah said, maybe that this is Uri Zohar. If you remember this movie star that turned to be religious, observant, and really disconnected from the showbiz and from film and everything, Shuli Rand didn't do the same. Shuli Rand, after he became religious, he
became famous.
Became even more famous. And he continued playing in movies and continued to be part of the showbiz, and he did not disconnect himself from all his friends and from whatever he did, and he even became more and more famous. That was in 2004. And then in 2008, he released this album. It's called Good Point, Nekuda Tova, by Shuli Rand. And there's a lot of hits, great hits. Our song is not from here, but there are a lot of hits that he sings. I don't know if someone heard of Ayeka, that's a song that Shuli Rand sings, Ayeka, maybe we should also bring it one day, yes, and so on. And he really became very famous, and that the album was very successful. However, when it comes to his personal life, then there is a very, very interesting and sad story.
Wait, do you want to show to them part of the
movie? So let's see a scene from the movie. All right, we're going to watch now a scene from Ushpizin. Take a look at the scene. And I think that was Debbie that said, right, that both of them, they're a real married couple. This is Shuli Rand and his wife, Michal Rand. They both starred the show. All right? Take a look at this scene right now. So we can watch the entire movie, very much recommend, but we gave it not for no reason, right?
So we want to start to tell you about his personal life. So on
2016.
Shuli Rand became famous again in the news later and everywhere. Because of that, you can read that
he was missing.
Yeah,
he was just missing. We like people knew that he didn't have a lot of like he had like financial problems, and him and his wife and their 7 kids they were kicked out of their home for financial problems, and Shuli Rand was missing for a couple of days. I would say, I think it was even a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
He didn't answer the phone calls from anyone. The press didn't know where he is. His family, his kids, they didn't know where he was and what happened to him. And like people were very, very, very concerned for him because he was already very well known about what happened to him. The next day, which is it's amazing. This is Michal Rand over here, his wife. All right, from the movie. This is Michal Rand. So the next day, Naftali Bennett, who was then the Minister of Education, he gave him an award, right? And he received this lifetime award, which is a very prestigious one. People, again, when he received the award, he was announced to receive the award. People didn't know where he is. He didn't respond, nothing. Like people, he disappeared. I think what Naftali Bennett wanted to do is that if he would know and will listen to the news that he received it, maybe he will go back and return to his wife and to his family. What the committee that decided that he will get the reward, that's what they wrote. That Shuli Rand was able to express his unique melody in different and diverse worlds of content, theater, poetry and music, cinema and television. In his unique way, Rand was able to echo the Jewish and Israeli voice and proudly carry spiritual world as well. He managed to combine in the general memory the wonderful and unique combination between Israeliness and Judaism. This is what Naftali Bennett and the committee that gave him the prize said. It didn't really help. He didn't respond to anything, to nothing. And the week, I would say 2 weeks after, we were told that he has double tragedy. He lost his both parents at 1 week. His father and his mother. So just to understand what he went through, all right? This roller coaster of emotions. He was kicked out of his home. He disappeared to his family. He lost both of his parents, and he got this reward. That was a huge thing in Israel about what happened to him. I don't know if some of you maybe remember and follow the news. You see everything here is in English. But what really happened, maybe you want to talk a little bit about it, when he was interviewed finally after 3 or 4 weeks, and he decided what happened. Yeah.
So the background is that he had a problem with his wife.
With Michal Rand.
With Michal Rand. She started...
Oh, sorry, people. It'd be good if someone can mute himself. Sorry.
You know, who is it?
I don't know. Just muting would be good. Okay, here we go.
When Shuli Rand is missing during the times, so Michal Rand says that there is a problem, financial problem at home, and also a married couple that has a problem. And she said on Shuli that
he was a very violent husband. They started to, she gave interviews, she said that he is a very violent husband, and that he attacks her, and here and there, and here and there, and it became something that really the press started to follow over and over and over again. And he gave an interview, right?
He gave an interview after that he came back, and he gave an interview that she's the one
that really attacked him, and she was a violent woman, and so on. And it was really, really, it was horrible. It was ugly. It was an ugly fight at press. She went for an interview. He had to defend, and so on. It really didn't end, because what happened is that he sued her in court, and she sued him in court, and he said, "I want to get divorced. I want to get divorced." Something happened. Again, they were married 37 years. They started together in the movie. We saw it, right? So he said, "I want to get divorced."
And he gave her
the get, right? The Jewish law says that the husband should give the get to the wife, but she refused to accept it. And this is one of the cases she refused to accept it, because she said, "I will divorce you only if you give me money." And she asked for 5 million shekels. From him, she said, "You stole my money. We made the money together. You ran away with my money. You ran away with everything. I want you to pay 5 million shekels to me, and only then I will accept the
I
get."
I just want to say that when Shuli said on his wife that she's alimot.
She's violent.
Violent. So he also mentions that about the financial perspective, about how she's talking to him, not just physical, about everything. So maybe we can understand.
But mental abusement at home. But really, yeah. Mental abusement at home. She refused to receive the get.
Yeah.
And for years, he went on to the press and said, I want to get divorced. I want to get divorced. She refused. Now, we need to understand, according to halacha, we know the cases where the man refuses to give the get to the woman. But there's also cases where the woman refuses to accept the get. And we know the woman needs to accept the get in order for that to be divorced. So that was a huge problem. And 3 years ago...
It's still a big problem.
2 years ago, it was released to the press that Shuly Rand is getting married to this lovely woman over here. Her name is Sofit Grant. And you should
not observe.
She's not religious. You can see them over here. She's not religious. She's a very famous journalist. In Israel, very famous journalist, Sofit Grant, that's her name. And if
she
you
has
ask,
a really famous TV show about stories of families.
Yeah. And if you ask yourself, how come he married her when he didn't give the get, then he was one of the only cases in Israeli history where the rabbinate court did what is called heter mea rabbanim, which is an heter, which is a way that a man that is still tied into a marriage, if he receives 100 signatures from 100 rabbis, there is a lot to be said. It's very complex. It's not as simple. But if he receives 100 signatures, 100 agreements, except from 100 different rabbis from the rabbinate, then he is able to marry a second woman. So he's one of the only Jews that is actually married to two women. He didn't divorce his first woman, and he's married to two women. So he's still legally married to both of them. It's very, very rare in Israel.
And there's a lot of discussion in Israel about that. A lot from the feminist world and from the women that said, okay, if a woman want to get married to another one, she cannot do that, even though with 100 of rabbis, because it's a problem. And now a man can do that. So it's a big discussion in Israel, and it's happened. He's married now to two women.
Yeah.
One of them doesn't want to give up. And one of them left.
And you don't want to ask about the relationship between those two women.
Big problem.
Obviously, they don't live together, but there's a huge problem, right?
The wedding, they cannot publish the invitation to the wedding because the first wife did a big trouble and she wanted to come to the wedding to sabotage
the entire wedding.
So they publish the location of the wedding just an hour before the wedding
for
happened.
All the invitees, yeah.
It was a big problem and a lot of police.
It's still now on news. If you Google afterwards Shuly Rand or Michal Rand, you'll see everything on Google. It's still he is one of the only
on
Jews.
Facebook, you can
one of the only Jews
it,
that is married to two women. We know that according to halacha, a man cannot be married to two women. He's one of the only one that is, which is a fascinating story to talk about it. And then that leads us back to the song where we said between the mundane and the holiness, min kodesh lechol, his life as becoming observant, as becoming chassidish, and what happens between his secular wife and his observant wife, bein kodesh lechol, he's right in between the profane and the holiness. There is a lot of, I would say, the song is loaded with much, much, much more things. So we'll just say that's not the only thing that he did. Before we listen to the song, he also starred in this show. Now, who recognizes the show? Here you go, Vanessa shouts, Shtisel, that's right, he also starred, he's not the main character, even though they might look alike, but he starred in the third season, you can see him, that's on Netflix, Shtisel, the third season, you'll see him there, and in many, many other movies as well. So, despite his personal life, he carries on performing and acting, and he's still very much involved in the Jewish, Israeli culture. Until today. So this is Shuly Rand. I think the song now speaks for himself after we understand this really, I would say, complicated is an understatement, but complicated life's story that he had.
And I just want to say that I hope that we will have another chance to talk about Amir Dadon because he is a big singer and actor in Israel. And his voice is, wow, amazing.
He's an opera singer, actually.
Yeah.
He sings also for opera.
So, Amir Dadon, זה not Shuli Round, we spoke a lot about Shuli Round, Shuli Round,
Shuli Round,
the religious one, so we need to find another.
We'll focus on Amrita Dolan at a different time. We are. So this is for Shuli Round, and we'll listen now again to Between Profane and Holiness, Ben Kodesh Lichol, Shuli Rand and Amir Dadon. Thank you, everyone, for coming tonight. And as usual, we're here afterwards for schmoozing, for questions, for comments, if you want to hear a little bit more about everything that is going on. So we will be here. So thank you, everyone, for coming tonight. And let's do the song of tonight. Let's do this.
Ooh. Oh.